Hey, friend, welcome back to Proof to Product. Listen, one pattern I've noticed time and time again after working with thousands of product brands across lots of different categories is that while our products might be different or our tools and platforms might change, all of our core business foundations and fundamentals are not changing. And that's exactly why I wanted to re-air today's podcast episode. Today's episode is a short clip from the archive, something that I think is worth revisiting because the takeaways still hold true today. Maybe listening will spark an idea or help you take action on a decision that you've been sitting on. Really, the goal here is to help you take your next intentional step in business. That's what I want for you. So if you want to listen to the full episode, you can find those links in the show notes, but enjoy this clip. Let's get into it. I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. Since 2011, I've coached thousands of brands whose products can be found on the shelves of indie shops and big box stores all around the world. If you are a creative entrepreneur that makes and sells physical goods, you're in the right place. Here on Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies for product development, sales, marketing, and more. It's like your weekly dose of business school, and we're going to help you confidently grow your revenue in your own way and at your own pace. So let's get started. Something that really sets apart the seasoned wholesalers from those that are new to wholesale are their terms and conditions. Brands that are new to wholesale tend to either not have terms and conditions, or their terms and conditions are incomplete or incorrect. Wholesale terms and conditions are the guardrails that you establish when selling wholesale. So basically, you set the rules about things like payment terms, minimum order requirements, return policies, and even your opening order amounts. And the shop owners, well, they agree to those terms when they decide to purchase wholesale from you. The wholesale terms and conditions set expectations, and it's important that your terms and conditions align with your industry, the types of products you sell, the size of your product line, and the price point of your products. I regularly see brands with opening order amounts that are far too low or minimum order quantities that aren't in line with industry standards. I've also seen brands with opening order amounts that are way too high to the point that shop owners would have to buy everything that they sell in order to hit that opening order requirement. And as much as we'd like them to buy everything we sell, that ain't gonna happen. In week two of Paper Camp, we talk about wholesale sales terms with a specific focus on how to craft appropriate wholesale terms and conditions for your business, your products, and your price point. We talk about why you need a wholesale catalog, what to include in that wholesale catalog, and I also do audits for the class. So if you have a wholesale catalog already, you can submit it for critique. We also talk about using third-party sales platforms and how to build out your sales team. You'll confidently sell your products while looking polished and professional, even if you're new to wholesale. We're not faking it till we make it. We're actually showing up polished and professional, ready to roll. Thanks for listening today, friend. If this resonated with you and you want to hear the full conversation, we have linked the complete full episode in the show notes, so definitely go check that out. Also, if you are looking for more support as you grow your product-based business, I have put together a free resource library that has tools, trainings, templates to help you grow your creative product brand. And you can get those by going to prooftoproduct.com/resources. Again, that's prooftoproduct.com/resources. to access our free resource library. Thanks for tuning in today. I will be back soon with a fresh new episode.